As our children grow up, some of their actions, or lack thereof, take us by surprise. And that is exactly what Benny was sharing when he called in about his three sons visiting his home. Next, Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer and Dr. Jackie Mack-Harris took a call from Serena about her 23-year-old son's lack of attentiveness to others' needs. And then Jim Burns shared a short teaching on doing life with adult children.
Benny, calling us from Indianapolis, welcome to New Life Live.
So my question is, I have a couple sons, three sons that I have shared parenting with their mom. We got divorced back in 21, and we've been navigating that ever since. So my boys are here at my place at Thursdays, every Thursday and then every other weekend. And I kind of feel like they treat my place like the hotel. And I'm trying to figure out how they can take more ownership. What the problem is if, you know, I stay on them about this little stuff, it seems like most of the time that they're here with me, I'm just following after them and correcting them, and we're not spending quality time together. So,
Becky, any thoughts from you?
How old are they, Benny? I'm curious. How old are they? And because you've been divorced 4 years. So what are their ages?
So I got a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 17-year-old. And I would call the 17-year-old the worst out of the bunch.
Well, but you're talking about adolescence, which, I mean, it wouldn't matter if you were divorced or married or whatever. You could be having these same challenges. Mm-hmm. The other part about this too, Benny, is sometimes in the adolescent years, it feels like they test you as, you know, everything from it doesn't feel like they're grateful for what you've done for them or what you do for them, or that they don't recognize home as, you know, a precious gift to them, as I hear, you know, you're saying. But I'm really kind of curious, what are some of your strategies that you have used? You say that most of your conversations with them are, you know, you're correcting them or saying, hey, you know, pick this up or shut the door or take care of this. Is that kind of the rhythm in your Thursday and every other weekend visits?
No, I've actually probably not been stepping up. I've actually been collecting. My strategy was really collecting a list of all the stuff they're doing and just playing it back to them and saying, look, I was going to call a family meeting, we're going to go through that list and be like, hey guys, this is what I'm dealing with. And, you know, I don't want to be chasing after you for these reasons because, you know, I'd be after you the whole entire time and just kind of seeing if I can get them to come to the table. That was my thought.
Just to reframe, and then I'll let Mark tackle some of this. You know, Benny, them treating your home like a hotel could actually be a benefit. That they feel like it's a home away from home, that they feel like they're being taken care of. Now, I know that that's probably not the way that you are experiencing it, but to provide a safe space for them to be the young men that they're growing into being is very important. And I think at this point in your relationship, you want to look for ways that you can connect with them and not let the house stuff be the lead conversation. And I'm going to turn it to Mark because Mark, I want you to talk about the feeling words and, you know, helping those young men become the men that I know Benny wants them to be.
Yeah. Well, Benny, three boys, man, 13, 14, and 17, you are in the thick of it. And as Becky said, these are typical problems with kids that age, especially boys, I find. But yeah, so it's a challenging time, and I was going to suggest doing a family meeting. So I'm glad that you've got that in your mind to do. But here's what I want to tell you: rules without relationship leads to rebellion. So before you do the family meeting, what I want you to do is check in with each of them. Build your connections, because you're saying it's more about correction right now than it is about connection. So I want you to ask them about what their experience is like having to go back and forth between two households. That's difficult for a kid to have two bedrooms, to have, you know, two places to keep your homework or keep your things and make sure, like, you know, if I've got something important, I got to take it from mom's house to dad's house and things have got to follow me around. So I want you to ask them, you know, what's difficult for you about living in two different places? What's been challenging for you about the divorce? And I want you just to check in with each of them about that and just you listen to them, because kids learn through modeling. So when you do the family meeting, you're going to want them to listen to you. So you need to show them how to listen by you modeling that for them. So I want you to check in with them about that too, to find out, you know, what feelings are they managing through this whole thing. Then I think another thing to figure out is, what are things that can be consistent between your house and your ex-wife's house? And if you have a good relationship with her, maybe you can check in with her and find out what are their chores over there? What are things that are expected at her home? And I mean, you were married for a long time, so you probably have a good idea. And learning to have consistency between both homes, because otherwise, like Becky said, I mean, there is some benefits to, you know, being a home away from a home, but you also want there to be some type of consistency too, so that they know that what we're expecting between mom's house and dad's house is relatively the same, because what you've got right now is a boy's house. And you don't want it to be a frat house type of situation, because you are the dad. But if you can build connection with them and then you draw them into the family meeting, and I like, you know, the way that you were going to go about it rather than just kind of tell them off, you were going to, you know, put the problems out there and say, hey, this is what I'm dealing with, and then invite them to be part of the solution. Do you guys think this is fair that I'm doing all of the picking up? And then assign them each roles. And, you know, boys this age, it is going to be one of those things where they are going to need accountability, and you'll probably need to do some reminders and keep checking in before they get consistent. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I like the way that sounds. I did do roles in the summer. The time the schedule moves to 1 week on, 1 week off, mm-hmm. and I was giving them roles worked great. It's a little bit harder when it's a short period of time, like every other weekend, mm-hmm. and on Thursdays only. I mean, it's like they're in and out, and it's, you know.
What do you think about the checking in? Like I'm saying, that part's got to happen first, where you check in with each of them, and then you just listen and you see how the whole divorce, shared custody situation impacts them.
Oh, absolutely! I'm definitely going to do that. I like that concept.
Awesome.
I will make sure that I have the same conversation with each one of them. I'll do it separately rather than as a whole.
Yeah. Good
you
job.
Know, well, and you know what I'm thinking too, Benny, is if Thursdays are I'm assuming during the school year, Thursdays are the deal, right? And do they come in after school on Thursday and then they're gone Friday morning?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so they all three play sports, but okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So here's the other part of this too. I'm glad you said that about the sports. What I would want for you to think about is some sort of tradition for Thursday nights that, you know, it's not home as usual. And if they're playing sports, you can actually build that connection where you're, you know, attending each of their games, or, you know, that they support their brothers. This is really a special time because your 17-year-old is going to be gone soon, I'm sure. But if Thursdays with your three sons could be a special time, and they'll look back at this and they'll remember Thursday was the day that, you know, whether you have the same meal, whether, you know, this is what we do. And I don't know, Benny, if you're into sports at all, but I think this is a good opportunity for you to coach them kind of like your own team. And I know some of the listeners are like, Becky, he's the dad. Well, you know what? You can speak truth into their lives and you can create a cohesive unit, you know, whatever your last name is, the Smith men always do this, or the Smith men are, you know, we value this, and just speak into their lives, even on just the Thursday. I mean, you're making an impact in their lives, Benny. And I really don't want it to be just about the chores. Yes, the chores are important, But like Mark said, let's connect.
Yeah, and just one final thought, just to reinforce what Becky said. I think that's genius what Becky is saying about having some tradition, because you know why? That serves as a subconscious mental transition from them, that we're going from mom's house to dad's house. And so if you can do something like that and then reinforce the relationship and the rules, that will really help.